Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, as you know. That's the reason you continue to listen, right? So I'll keep saying how smart you are. Somebody else who's pretty smart is our good friend Beverly in Medieval. Beverly is the author of a number of books, including one of my favorites, Talk is Not Cheap. She is one of the top communication experts in our brain trust, and she's our good friend Beverly. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and I listen to words carefully, Jim. You think I'm just pretty smart? Or did you mean to say pretty and smart?
Pretty darn smart. Well, you know how beautiful I think you are. I mean, you know what this thing I have for redheads, Beverly.
Yes. I know.
I said to you, I was talking to you earlier about the fact that this is National Business Women's Week, and you told me something, if I knew, I'd forgotten it, that in March, the whole month is Business Women's Month. Is that right?
Business women, business owners, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you guys get a month, you get a month and a week?
We do.
And guys don't even get it. Well, guys, we don't get any National Businessman's Week or month.
Plus we get Mother's Day. Something's out of proportion here.
What's wrong with this picture?
We roll.
You know, that's the thing about women. You give them a little bit of, you know, just give them a little bit of room, and they take the whole building.
Isn't that where the word came from? Woe to men.
I'm not touching that one. But women. It's such a subversive group, isn't it?
Subversive.
Yeah.
I think we're a very diverse group. Although you know that I have traveled a lot, especially in, you know, Eastern and Western Europe and Africa, and I find that when I get around women in a business setting or an intimate setting where you actually have conversations, not as a tourist, that there's a lot of commonality among us. We instantly have something that will bond us together. And I was wondering if...
What are some of those things that bond women together? Motherhood?
The motherhood is one of them.
Yeah.
Another is our dislike of fighting and arguments. Mm-hmm. And that if we think that if we would also run our governments, that the world might become more peaceful. Now, that may not actually be true.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows that women can, you know, bicker back and forth.
I heard someone say once, and Mona Charon said this once. She said, "Women are not less." She said, "Women are not necessarily less mean than men, but they are less aggressive."
Right, we slap.
That was the point. In other words,
women hit with our fists.
Women can be plenty mean.
Yes,
as we all know, as I certainly know, but they're not typically as aggressive as men.
Do you know that statement you just make gets you in a lot of trouble?
I know.
I certainly know. I'm just pointing it out, just in
well,
case you're not
listening. Well, but I've read a lot, Beverly. I'm pretty well read about these topics, and so that's what I meant. I didn't mean from personal experience or anything like that. I have been to more than one rodeo, though, for whatever that's worth, Beverly. I do think it is. It's interesting to me. I've done this. I've observed women across the world. And I'll give you an example. We've been helping women celebrate Small Business Week all week. And one of the ladies who was on earlier in the week said something about the women that they met who were... Oh, I know what it was. It was Terry Neese. You know Terry Neese.
Yes, I do.
She was talking about the women in Afghanistan. And she was talking about some of the businesses that these women are in these emerging economies are getting into. And one of the things she said they were getting into is beauty businesses.
Hmm.
Now, is that not common to women across the world?
Yes, it is. We're
I'm not trying to trivialize anything, but that's an important element of women in business, isn't it?
We understand that, especially in those cultures, that men aren't necessarily going to take a woman business owner seriously, and so her market, her immediate market until she proves herself, are other women.
Other women.
And what do other women purchase? Mm-hmm. And so many of these beginning businesses are, you know, they're catering to the woman across the street. Mm-hmm. On the other side of the
And in a way, I'm feeling sorry for all the Afghan men, in a way. Just in a way. Just work with me here a little bit, because I'm thinking of all the bottles they're not going to have.
All the bottles?
Yeah, you women have lots of bottles. All the beauty stuff that you have.
Oh.
Yeah, those bottles.
Yes.
You know, women have lots, don't they? You got to admit, women have lots of little bottles.
Right.
Right?
I do. I go
so
through about
this is,
five
this is
morning.
This is a rude awakening probably for five. You only have five?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a talk with somebody if you only have five. Stand by.
Each 20 till.
We have like 50, I think. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. We're going to talk about communication right after these messages with our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly in Manibal. Beverly, communication is your world.
Yes, it is.
And this being National Business Women's Week, what would you like to say to men and women who have to work together to be in order to be successful? We have to. I do business with men and women, and you do too, and they have to do business with me. Or some of them do, if I'm their customer especially. What would you say to both genders about communicating? What can we do better?
I think the first thing we can do better is we can listen more effectively to one another. We come into most conversations already with an opinion and our mind made up, and so we have to listen. You know, our mothers probably taught us you're not supposed to interrupt somebody when they're talking, but that silence doesn't mean that we're really listening and being open to whatever that person is saying. And
well,
so I encourage people, you listen and wait, you know, 3 seconds before you respond with what you want to say. And then many times it will help if it's a question.
That works everywhere except on the radio.
And television.
But, yeah, but you know, I like what you said, and it reminded me of that Simon and Garfunkel song, People Hearing Without Listening.
Yes.
People talking without speaking, and people hearing without listening.
Yes.
Of course, sometimes people are speaking and they don't have anything to say. But I agree with you. Listening is it's not as easy a skill for some of us, is it?
No, it's not. Women tend to be more complete listeners, meaning they're soaking in the body language, the tone of voice. You know, I would call this mega listening. And sometimes they do too much. They read into something that's not there.
Thank you.
Well, it's
thank
true.
You, thank you, thank you.
And men,
thank you,
together.
Thank you, thank you. This is
you can pay me later.
You, I guess you notice you've touched on a chord.
Yes.
I want to land on that for just a minute, Beverly.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. You know. Sometimes the women who are very close to me, you know, say, well, I didn't say anything. And they say, well, it's not what you said. It was how you said it. I said, I didn't say it any particular way. They say, well, it's your tone. I said, I don't have a tone. They say, oh, yes, you have a tone. So my point is, I think women get themselves into trouble when they read too much into things.
Well,
Men often express themselves as men, and all they really mean is what literally comes out of their mouth.
Yes, they're much more dependent upon words. You know, men use about 700 different words a day.
Mm-hmm.
Women use about 1,500 different words a day. So, you know, they're using twice as many words. And you are correct in that men put more emphasis on the meaning of the words than how those words are said.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, this conversation you were having with the women significant in your life sounds like a conversation I had a couple nights ago with my husband. And I, you know, my response to him was, I said, Ken, your volume went up and your pitch raised and you held on to the verb in that sentence. Of course, you know, my husband doesn't stand a chance when I analyze like that.
Exactly. I'm so sorry.
He looks at me like a deer, you know, caught in headlights.
Right.
And he goes, I didn't do any of that. And I said, well, I have a different ear than you have. So I think, yes, women do hear that. And rather than pouncing on the guy because of the tone, I would encourage the women to ask a question. Questions such as, well, you know, what's running through your mind right now about that?
Yeah, guys hate that. We hate that question.
But it gives more information. You see, men communicate to report, and women communicate to establish rapport.
Yeah. Say that again.
Men communicate to report,
mm-hmm.
and women communicate to establish rapport.
Mm-hmm.
It's reporting versus...
Men say
reporting.
Just the facts, ma'am, and women say, let's get the feelings out on the table.
Get the feelings and some of the details.
Okay, so when is it? When are these differences a good thing, and when is it a bad thing?
Oh, I think differences are always a good thing. Wouldn't it be boring if everyone was alike?
No, I agree with you, but I'm just saying, let's, you know, in business, you know, sometimes, you know, now as a salesperson over the years, Beverly, I have tried to read the tone and the, you know, the underlying message in a customer or prospect's response. I've tried to do that, but I try to do it without obsessing about it. We have to be careful not to obsess about these things, don't we, in business?
Correct. I don't think we should obsess about hardly anything. But the difference, the example you just gave, Jim, let's say you have a team, a tag team from a company. The man is going to stay more focused on the goal that he has to accomplish during that, mm-hmm. that particular sales meeting. The female, on the other hand, may be able to take in additional information, listen a little more, and make some adjustments.
And I think a good strategy, and I've seen this happen before, I've seen this work very well, is where you take a man and a woman to the meeting, and when you come back, you compare notes.
Yes.
Because, of course, it's always good to have two ears anyway, male or female, but if you get one of each one, I think that's a good strategy. I have actually seen that used intentionally, and it works. Stand by, Beverly. We're going to be right back. More communication with our good friend Beverly in Menebo right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 10 Till.
Girl, to call my own, I want a dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more.
Here we go.
People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening.
Have we got a crack crew here at the Small Business Advocate Show or what? Good job, Roger. Hey, well, look what we do for you, Beverly.
I love your music.
Yeah, and perfectly timed. We got a crack crew here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Yeah, that's the big thing is people who don't listen, and I admit that I'm not always Mr. Perfect Listener. I admit that. That's a big step for me, Beverly.
I'm not either, not naturally. I've taught myself to be an excellent listener. One of the things that I will do, especially at meetings, is I will sit with my thumb under my chin and the rest of my hand kind of resting, you know, on my chin.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like I'm just, you know, really concentrating and listening, when in actuality the thumb is keeping my mouth closed.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I do that, I fall asleep, so I have to be careful about that. But I want to go back to this communication thing with you know, the difference in the way men and women communicate. Because, see, I'm surrounded by women in my office. Guys come and go, you know, during the day, but the other people in my office are women.
And see, and
I'm sorry, do what?
All of mine are men.
Yeah. Well, as you reminded me about Monday being Boss's Day, you know, when I reminded them at the end of the day that it was Boss's Day and nobody done anything for me, you know, they reminded me that, you know, what made me think that I was the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I've not only got women, I've got women with an attitude around here. But you know, I have to think about when I communicate with the women in my organization, I have to think about that because I do know that sometimes I get so intense on what I'm doing and I'm so intent and so focused that sometimes my words come out with an edge. I don't mean them to come out with an edge. They just do. I don't mean it toward anybody. No one's in trouble or anything like that. It's just very, very strong. I have a strong personality, as you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes there are people, especially women, that doesn't land on very well.
So one thing that you can do is we all need to adapt our style to the people that, you know, include our work family. Sometimes when we become very familiar with them, we stop adapting and we're just ourselves thinking, well, they'll understand. Well, they'll understand, but that doesn't mean it's the best way to interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if you have someone in your office who likes to talk, every time you're not going to have the time, but at least occasionally make sure that you go in with a good open question and ask them about something you know they enjoy talking about and make that deposit with that person at that time. And then later, you know, when you are busy or you're rushing around and you don't have the time to listen, you know, your account's not going to go bankrupt because you've listened to this person.
Right. Well, one of the things... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, timing is what is so crucial in communication. In real estate, it's location, but in communication, it's timing. It's not just what you say or how you say it. It's when you say it. You know, if you had asked about Boss's Day in the morning, they might have
gone
out.
Well, then it would sound like it was begging for something, see?
Well, you know, you have to women hit. They drop hints. They would open the calendar.
They sure
and they would
do. Say,
boy,
howdy.
Oh, my goodness, there it is, National Bosses Day.
Who would have thought of this, right? Well, you know, one of the things that I do, and I recommend this to other guys who work with women, is that whenever I'm not as intent or as intense as I am at other times, I try to make sure that when I talk to everyone, that you know, I've they see the lighter side and we joke and have fun and that kind of thing. I try to make sure we have some fun around here, but you know, so that reason, for that reason, whenever I do get really intense, I think that's a good message, a good indicator to them. You know what? He's serious about this. We need to pay attention to get this done. What do you think?
And I do, and I think sometimes, especially if that mood switch comes quickly because of an urgency that's just been discovered or a phone call
right.
that's come in, it's good to communicate that and not just change our behavior, but to say, I have a serious situation.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I come in and I can tell that I'm just distracted by something that's going on in my personal life, I will walk in and tell the guys that work with me, it's not you.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is distracted today.
Right.
If I behave differently, it's because what I came in with, it's not here.
Beverly, I got to wrap it up, but one thing I want you ladies to work on, do a better job of reading our minds, please. Would you do that?
I could make a comment.
Give us your website. Give us your website, Beverly, quickly.
www.talklisten.com.
Beverly and Manibal. I'll see you later. I'll be right back after this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.